I want to read two passages of Scripture to us. The first is from the Gospel according to Mark chapter 16, and from verses 1 to 8, and then a passage from the Gospel according to John. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on, the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They'd been saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone away from, or who will roll the stone for us when we get to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. They were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And then I'd like to read from the Gospel according to John, chapter 12. And verse 20. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor." Amen. I have been instructed, because of the nature of our service today, to make sure I explain resurrection in words that are easy to understand. Which, when it comes to something like resurrection, well, isn't all that easy. And the good thing is I have been helped along the way by something Jesus said to his followers according to the Gospel of John. In the Gospel of John, which we've just read, we are told that some Greeks were interested in seeing Jesus, and so Philip went and told Andrew, and Andrew went and told Jesus, and Jesus said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And then he said, "I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit." And so the question is, what did Jesus mean by saying this? For Jesus, we might say, well, he died physically on a cross, but God would raise him back to life. In other words, death would not be the end for him. And sometimes people have believed that what matters most about the empty tomb and the stone being rolled away and the angels or angel is the fact that a dead person came alive again. That's pretty amazing. But this is not the only thing that Jesus was teaching when he spoke about the grain of wheat. What he was talking about were his followers trusting in him and giving up their selfish ways so that they didn't only live for themselves and believe that they were the center of the universe, but instead gave up that side of life, so that they could live for God and live for others. Just think about it. If you only think about yourself and don't care about other people, then the chances are you will never spread any kind of love or kindness or gentleness or grace. But if you give up thinking about yourself or only about yourself, if you bury that way of living in the ground, if that part of you dies, and and concentrate on how Jesus has taught us to live, then we will have a positive impact on the people around us. We will have a good impact on the people around us. They will feel our love and our joy and our kindness and our gentleness, and it will make a difference in their lives, not only in ours. In other words, we will bear much fruit. On our own, we aren't good or very good at trying to change or to stop being selfish. It's Jesus who helps us, because Jesus has been there first. When we ask Jesus to help us, when we put our trust in Him, when we want Him to show us His way, then we are able to live different lives. Lives that aren't selfish, lives that care about others, lives that see the world in a different way. In fact, it's like Jesus gives us new eyes to see. Now, some people believe that the resurrection is vitally important because of eternal life, because of what happens to us after we die. And it is important. The truth is, what Jesus wanted us to understand is that becoming new people isn't just about after death, but also before, that we become new people right now. We see this very clearly in the men and the women who followed Jesus, that after Jesus' death and resurrection, they were given new life. And they went on to live their lives for God and for others. In other words, Jesus was raised to life in their very hearts. They didn't just sit around waiting for the end. They understood how important it was to live new lives right where they were, because right where they were was what mattered most. You see, we can think about the future, but we cannot live in the future. We can, unless somebody's discovered a time machine somewhere. We can only live in the present moment. Friends, personally, I think there's something awe-inspiring about the fact that Jesus calls us to journey with Him in dying to self and in being raised to life in Him. I think there's something awe-inspiring in the fact that although it's a challenge for us, we are called to participate in the very life of God so that we may be used by God to live and love in the way of God's kingdom. We cannot see a physical Jesus, and yet Jesus can be raised to life in our hearts also. Just like after He had physically left them, Jesus was raised to life in the hearts of His disciples. And lastly today, Jesus said, if you want to become My followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow Me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for My sake will find it. What He meant wasn't physical death as such, but following in His footsteps, giving up our selfish lives, dying to self so that we might live in Him and in turn live for others in love. There may be something that you want to give to God. There may be something that you want to just bury in the ground. Something that you think keeps you from being completely free. And whatever that thing may be, you will have an opportunity to write it down on the paper that has been provided for you. Some people are using it to doodle on, but that's okay. As long as you leave space for a bit of writing. And that's going to happen after we've taken up the offering. And then you can bring it up to the front, and we can place it in the font, and we can symbolically just let it go. No one's going to look at the pieces of paper. No one's going to stand there going, oh, I told you, you know, that kind of thing. Nobody's going to do that. Instead, we're simply going to commit all those pieces of paper to God in prayer. And the children are going to spend some time planting seeds in the ground. But before we do that, we're going to sing together. We're going to sing the hymn, "Thine Be the Glory."